In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Good morning and welcome to the Word for Life broadcast. And my name's Ken Keltner, pastor at Brookside Baptist Church, and I have Pastor Mark Widmer with me this morning. Thank you for joining us, Pastor Mark.
Thank you.
And James is in the control room, and Jack Gardner's puts everything together for us, so we're grateful, and we're grateful for VCY and Jim Schneider, and so we have much to be thankful for. We're thankful that we're able to continue our study in Joshua 22. Before we get to that, Pastor Mark, if you could just share with folks what we have coming up here at Brookside.
Yeah, we're getting close to the Easter season, which our society won't tend to make too much of a big deal of, but yeah. For Christians, it's the Super Bowl. It's everything.
Yeah.
And so we are having a service on Good Friday, and the feature of that is going to be our choir and orchestra cantata, No Greater Love, and it's going to be a great production. Hope that everyone's able to come out and enjoy that with us.
I think they have drama and everything for that. So
Yeah.
That'll be a great night. Yeah, and you're right. I mean, Easter is because of the resurrection, because Jesus rose. It's like every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday for us. So,
Yep. And then on Easter, we're going to start today with a continental breakfast, and we'll have two services, kind of as normal, but one at 9 o'clock and then the other at 10:30. So the time of that second service adjusted just a little bit back, but going to be two great services for that. You know, and then even before all of that, going back to Palm Sunday, we're going to have a very special guest with us, Ben Everson and his family. And Ben is a very skilled musician, and as is his family, and a preacher. And we're looking forward to that day as well.
Yeah, that will be good. And we'll enjoy having Ben. He is very talented. You're right with that. Writes his own music and can probably play almost every instrument to make it happen. So, well, we hope that you'll be able to join us. But thank you for listening and joining us this morning as we continue our study in Joshua chapter 22. And we gave this a title. It would be a matter of national security. And I think everybody's always concerned about national security, especially in these days. But no one in this life will ever fully know why it has pleased God to bless the United States of America with such abundance that is unprecedented, Pastor Mark, in history, with freedoms that are the envy of the world. That's why so many are trying to get into America.
Yeah.
You know, America's not perfect. We have our issues, especially today. America has her scandals, unemployment, you know, trade deficits, moral crisis, poverty. We battled through the COVID issue, ups and downs. Someone said, well, there's even a crack in our Liberty Bell. But half the world goes to bed hungry, and half the world lives under the shadow of totalitarian rule where freedom, freedom as Americans know it, just doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You think of all that's going on in Ukraine, and we had missionary Derek Thomas with us not long ago, and it's heartbreaking to see what's taking place there.
Yeah. You know, my wife and I lived in the Dominican Republic for 2 years, and the goal of nearly everybody there is to get to the United States.
Yeah.
It's everything. So the boys playing baseball or, you know, whatever, but, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, anytime I go to St. Vincent, I have a close friend who, you know, talks about he's been here to the U.S., and he'll say, when I go in your grocery stores, I cannot believe all the food. And homemakers, really, in more needy parts of the world might really never see the lifetime of the quantity of food from which American housewives can choose in the course of her weekday shopping at one large supermarket. I mean, we truly are blessed. Food, water. And yet we often, as Americans, take for granted our affluence and freedom until we see firsthand one of the deplorable poverty areas of the world abroad. Catherine Bates stood above Pike's Peak and scanned the the sweeping landscape there, and then wrote that wonderful song, America the Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And she concluded with, God's grace has mm-hmm. been shed on America.
Amen.
But why? If God indeed has blessed America, why? Well, not long after the United States became a nation, French political philosopher Alexis de Tocqueville visited America to search for the quality of the greatness that enabled a handful of people to defeat the mighty British Empire. And he looked for that greatness in our harbors, our rivers, our fertile fields, our boundless forests, our mines, our natural resources. He even studied our schools, our Congress, our Constitution, without really even finding the real answers. It wasn't until he went into the churches of America and heard the pulpits aflame with righteousness that he could put his finger on the secret of our strength. He returned to France and wrote this warning: America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, mm-hmm. America will cease to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You see where we are today, even in our churches
today. Sounds like a prophet.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the church is an institution established by God, and Pastor Mark, it's been under attack, just like every the other two institutions God created, the family and government.
Yeah.
One day when the Civil War was in the heaviest days of battle, someone said to President Lincoln, I sure hope the Lord's on our side. Mr. Lincoln quickly replied, I am not at all concerned about that, for I know that the Lord is always on the side of the right. But it is my constant anxiety and prayer that I and this nation should be on the Lord's side.
Mm-hmm.
And then on March 30th, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued a historic proclamation appointing a national fast day. We don't hear about that, do we?
Mm-hmm.
In that proclamation, he said this, and I quote, men are to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the psalmist said in Psalm 33. Mm-hmm. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. He went on to say in that same proclamation, we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. End of quote. Oh, friends, our nation, any nation for that matter, will only see the blessings of God when God is the Lord. The message of chapter 22 of Joshua is to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh. It would be the message that emphasizes keep God first in all that you do. And friends, I'd have to say this message is for us individually and as a nation today, and even for our churches. I'm going to ask Pastor Mark if you would just read Joshua 22, 1 through 6 to kind of get us into this.
Sure. At that time, Joshua summoned the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I've commanded you. You've not forsaken your brothers these many days down to this day, but have been careful to keep the charge of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest to your brothers as he promised them. Therefore, turn and go to your tents in the land where your possession lies, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. Only be very careful to observe the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and to cling to him and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents.
You know, Pastor Mark, I couldn't help it. As you were reading that those first six verses in Joshua chapter 2, again, that message was to the Reubenites, the Gadites, the half, and the half of the tribe of Manasseh. They were on the eastern side, mm-hmm. if you remember, of the Jordan River. I just couldn't help but just ponder the passion that Joshua had as he was given this message.
Mm-hmm.
to these 2.5 tribes. I mean, this spiritual passion will include diligence. That's what he was saying, because of your love for the Lord. I mean, for us today, if we're going to have that spiritual passion, it has to include our diligence and our love and our obedience and our holy service to God. And I would say that is a matter of national security, and you're not going to hear that on Fox, CNN, or any major news network. Mm-hmm. It really is a matter of our national security if we as a people will love God, obey Him, and serve Him in a spirit and an attitude and action, really, of holy living. And I got to say, a spiritual passion is what our nation needs to be called back to. Mm-hmm. I think this would preach in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And that's what's going to preserve us. And it must begin in our church and our churches of like faith all across this country. And friends, I would say it has to start with you and me. It has to start with our families. And may we seek God and be obedient to His call on our life. I don't know what you might be fighting God on today, but I can assure you, trust me on this, I have wrestled and fought with God and didn't want to do what God wanted me to do, and I paid a heavy toll. And I am thankful for the day I broke and said, God, forgive me. I give my life to you. I'll do whatever you want. My big battle was I didn't want to be a youth pastor. And that's what God had me do for about 20 years.
Yep.
But only will we be able to impact our neighborhoods, our communities, our nation, our world for Jesus Christ when we're obedient, friends, to the call of God in our life, that we're obedient to His Word. We'll get in just to a little bit to remind you here of the background of what's been taking place here in Joshua. In Joshua 1:12-18, He commanded these 2.5 tribes to go in to help their brothers take the land of Canaan. And in verse 16, they answered Joshua's message with, "All that you command us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we'll go." Sounds like a whole lot of what Saul said when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. He said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And I don't know of any better question to start the day off for us as believers than, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" How wonderful it would be if all Christians would have this attitude and spirit that Saul, along with the soldiers in Joshua's day, had. God, I'll do whatever you want me to do today. I mean, this commitment's lacking today, friends, not only in our churches, but in our homes. And we're all about convenience today and very little about sacrifice. The battle to enter Canaan took 7 years or so, and now these men are able to return home to their families. They've worked together, they've sacrificed, they gained the victory, and in doing so, they're now commended by Joshua in verse 2, when he says, "You have kept all that Moses commanded you." I like that. They finished the job. And as we head out today in your workplace, or maybe it's your day off and at your home or in your neighborhood, that you will start this day off with, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" Trust you'll be able to join us as we continue our study in the book of Joshua, and thank you. And this has been brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.